Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix After Show. I've got a fact here that I was surprised to hear, and I enjoy learning these, what I would call kind of like innocuous or dumb little facts. Now, squirrels. We all know and love squirrels, right?
Yeah.
Squirrels can actually run faster up a tree than they can in a straight line on a flat surface. They're faster up the tree.
I think dogs would agree with you on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's true.
Yeah. If you've ever seen a squirrel do like a death-defying jump from like one tree to the other, or like when you see them running along an electric wire, it always blows my mind. I don't know how they're doing that. But a squirrel faster up a tree than on a flat surface. And it got me curious. Have any of us ever hit an animal while driving our car? Have you ever taken out a squirrel or a rabbit or anything like that? Roadkill? No?
I'm ready. I didn't know if Nikki was going to go.
I killed a rabbit once in my car. Remember. I did that. And then I worked for the Public Works at the time. So in the morning, they were like, hey, there's a dead rabbit on Emerson. And I said, yes, I know. I did that last night. And now it was not on purpose, obviously. And as Costanza would say, I thought there was an agreement we all had that they get out of the way.
We had a pact.
We have a pact. Yeah. Now, my buddy and I were driving home and we were on Emerson Street there in Mount Prospect. And all of a sudden I heard like a thump thump. I was like, oh my God. And I felt horrible. The rabbit ran out in front of the car. What are you going to do? So then the next morning, though, to add insult to injury, it was my job working for the Public Works. I had to go back and clean up said rabbit.
And you had to say thump thump, like just thump, like thump. Thumper. Like that's like you couldn't.
Yeah,
have,
it was a little too much.
That
you're
is
right.
A lot. That's
yeah, you're right.
So mean.
But Nikki, you've never hit an animal on the road.
Only existing dead ones. I don't think I've ever
actually
killed one. No.
Double clutch a rabbit.
You swerved into the existing dead one. I'm just making sure, Mr. Raccoon.
If you've driven in an alley in Chicago, odds are high you've run over a dead rat.
Yeah,
whip.
Yeah, exact same story with the rabbit when I was 16. A lot of things happened when I was 16 in cars. And the funny thing is...
Same whip, same.
Well, I didn't mean that, but yes. No, not when I was 16, maybe 17. The thump thump is the exact, not even just say thumper, that's the exact feeling and sound I remember.
Yeah,
and
horrible.
I remember exactly where it was, Menching Road, right near my parents' house, just boom, under, I'm like,
no!
Yeah.
It's horrible.
It is horrible. But that was the only time, as far as I can remember.
But you didn't have to go back and clean it up?
I did not consider doing
You really missed
that.
Out on the full circle moment.
Called Public Works or whatever.
Yeah, they're like, hey.
I did not think about doing that. No, but I hit a person once, but that's a story for another day.
Wait, what?
In
your own car?
Story. No, this is in the Pride Parade in 1994. I think I've told this so many times. I have to feel like you're bored with it by now.
I know it happened, but I don't remember this.
It wasn't on purpose, right? Let's just get that out of the way.
It was not.
Okay.
Because somebody might hear this. No, it clearly was not on purpose.
Somebody.
But let's just say that the particular intern who got the thump bump treatment in that one
deserved it.
Was not the brightest bulb in the world.
Got it.
At least you can give rabbits the credit of like they don't probably know what a car is, and they're not trying to pass out radio station stickers while walking alongside of your car.
Did this person fall to the ground?
Yeah. She made a big deal. That was a big deal. We might have even made the news. I can't remember. Oh. They had to bring fire trucks into the parade.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was insane stuff, man.
I didn't know all that. I knew it had happened in passing.
Yeah. No, I mean, that was the same noise. Boom. I'm like, what the? Yeah. Yeah.
Was she okay?
Yeah, she was. I mean, she was very she was very dramatic. Let me just put it that way.
Well, she was hit by a car, Whip.
I know, but you know, I was going.
You were in parade, right?
There's such a thing as like when the speedometer still says zero and you're actually moving. That's how slow I was going.
Right.
So first of all.
You're in idle, basically.
You
below idle.
You got to move, right? You know that your job is to be in a parade walking alongside of a moving vehicle. Yeah.
Get out of the way.
Yeah. So, I mean, really, I blame the non-Big Karwowski marketing director who was riding in the passenger seat because I was stopped dead. Because a lot of drunken parade goers were in front of the van that I was driving, right? And you can't hit them. You can't hit anybody, right? But he would say, go. And I'm like, I'm not going to go. There's people. He's like, just go. They'll move. So all the drunken parade goers did move, but our employee didn't get the memo on the moving.
Dang. Now, do you know whatever happened to her?
She never came back. This is true. She never came back. I think somebody from the radio station like had to drive her to the hospital every day or something. But she had like a strained ankle. Like I was going so slow, she didn't even really have a real injury, even though she got hit by a car.
And you never saw her again after that?
No.
And you never drove the station vehicle again after that?
Happily, no.
Wow.
I was just curious.
And V, did you ever hit a squirrel?
No.
Sorry. You want to save this for another day?
Or a person?
No, on neither of those, but wow. I did hit a deer.
Oh, wow.
That's
huge. That's a big one.
It was big. It was in Ohio.
In a rental car?
I was in a rental.
Oh,
I was with my mom. She took the keys away from me after that. I'm like, it wasn't exactly my fault. I mean, the deer, it was like a deer caught in headlights. It was like early morning hours. We were driving back from New York visiting my sister. And yeah, so the deer kind of stopped for a second. Then I hit it. And then I thought it was going to keep running because it ran out. And I thought it was going to keep running, but it stopped in the middle of the highway. And then I did hit it a little bit. And it looked like injured, but then kind of scurried off. So I called IDOT or whatever the equivalent of, IDOT is.
ODOT.
And somebody, and I told them about it. They went to go check on it. When I got back, there was still like deer hair in like the fender of the car. I was like, whoa, I got to make sure I show that though to insurance so they know I hit a deer.
Well, so your car wasn't like totaled or anything?
No, we
then.
Drove it the rest of the way home very slowly.
Wow.
It was basically like Trains, Planes, and Automobiles. The thing was falling apart, but
radio
still
worked.
Radio's fine. Yeah. Believe it or not.
Loud and clear.
That's crazy.
But you just kind of never forget that. Like, it's scary.
If it's hunting season, that counts as a kill, and you can take it home.
I mean, my dad was like, well, are you going to grab it? Is there going to be venison on the menu
for
a special?
We're not having it?
Oh
yeah.
It's not an easy grab, is it? I mean,
Bronco doesn't understand.
You pull into Enterprise.
You were supposed to reverse into him and then do it. Yeah.
What are you doing? Oh, my goodness. This is wild.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, we hope you've enjoyed this Morning Mix After Show. Listen to the Morning Mix live weekdays from 5:30 to 10 on 101.9 The Mix, or listen in the free Mix app. It's in the Apple App Store and Google Play. And we'll see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.